Well, hello, and welcome to the next episode of Pegasus Radio. In today's episode, I'm going to talk about the principle of compounding in relation to your career. Now, hopefully, most of you will understand the term compounding from a financial perspective. I think most of us ever read anything about finance will understand the principle of your money compounding each year with interest. I think Warren Buffett, as well as obviously being a genius financially, puts down a lot of his success in terms of wealth building to the fact that he's been around a long time and that his wealth has continued to compound. I'm sure there are graphs out there showing how his wealth has significantly grown over the last decade, you know, certainly relatively flat growth and then a real tick up. And I think there's some good lessons to be learned about your career with this as well. So I'm going to talk about this and potentially also the negative impact or obviously compounding works both ways, isn't it? Compounding in a positive and compounding in a negative. I'm going to discuss both of those with you. Now, I'll start with a few caveats that I'm a huge advocate of people not purely moving just for money. Having said that, I'm equally a huge advocate of people trying to maintain their market rate and not slipping too far behind that. So if we apply compounding to your career, I think a lot of you kind of always think very short term. You're always thinking about, you know, the here and now. When I get my review, will I get promoted? Will I get a pay rise? I think what a lot of you struggle to do is think on a maybe more of a longer term trajectory, maybe 3, 5, even 10 years to kind of think about where your career needs to go. A lot of you may be happy with a small increment on your salary when you have a review. I think what a lot of you maybe are struggling to comprehend is if you're below market rate, how much that impacts your overall income over time. Because it's not about you being underpaid for 1 year. It's about you being underpaid for several years in a row. And the money that you could have been earning each year, which could be going to savings, you know, bringing this right back to the beginning of my podcast about the nature of money and savings and compound interest that creates. The years that you are not progressing, then you are not only losing money that year, but you are losing money every year against your peers who are perhaps advancing both in terms of salary, but also in terms of progression. And the same can be said for progression as well. So if you spend years where you're physically flatlining, and what I mean by that is you are not really learning anything. You are doing the same role. You have the same responsibilities. You work on similar projects time and time again. You know, maybe you are, I don't know, there are certain sectors that are particularly rife for this where I think careers really plateau. Things like retail fit out as an example, where you are just rinse and repeat the same kind of projects over and over again, roughly the same values over and over again. It gets to the point that your learning and development just stalls and you don't really go anywhere. And you can do that for years. So if you imagine you're doing that for years where you are doing the same role over and over again and the same kind of projects, logically, how are you going to advance from there? What are you going to do to advance from there? How are you going to be able to take the step up to the next level, the next promotion, if there's nothing that you are doing differently from 1 year to the next? Now, arguably, some of this is the responsibility of your employer to make sure that you do improve, but equally, it's massive responsibility of yours to make sure that you are progressing. You are justifying the need for somebody to promote you and hence perhaps the salary that goes with that. If you think about every single thing you do every day, every week, every month, you know, what are you doing in terms of your CPD? What are you doing to push yourself out of your comfort zone? What are you doing in terms of perhaps going to networking events? Obviously, many online now, but they'll soon be back in-person events. Each small step you take, each day, each month, each week, each month will improve you and that will have a compound effect in your career. But you've got to want to make that change and you've got to want to drive that change on a daily basis. If you make those steps, then you'll get to the point where you're learning and learning and suddenly you'll have the right opportunity that will take off. You will get exposed to management and you'll carry on climbing from there. And suddenly, hopefully, your career will rapidly escalate. Certainly, you will know, hopefully, of individuals. I can certainly think of many who I've placed over the years and even people who maybe haven't placed, but I know, and that some of their careers have gone meteoric very quickly. That's because they put in the hard yards early in their career. They picked up those self-help books. They listened to those podcasts. They were mentored by the right individual. They were never happy with just being and doing the same thing day in, day out. They always push themselves. And slowly but surely, all of that knowledge, expertise, learnings that they absorbed suddenly took off and then their career skyrocketed. So a short episode, this one, but just to really emphasize, if you do not push yourself every day, then your career is not going to advance. In fact, it's going to get worse. And let's look at somebody who maybe doesn't advance, maybe stays doing the same thing year in, year out, and perhaps is on a salary below their market rate. What are they doing? How far back are they going compared to their peers who are maybe advancing? And if you look at it like that, year on year, let's say you're $5,000 below market rate. Over 5 years, that's $25,000 that you've lost out on in terms of income. Obviously, I appreciate tax, et cetera, yes, but $25,000 that you've missed out on. If you then amplify that by saying that some of your peers got advanced another couple of levels in that 5 years and, you know, jumped, maybe, first of all, jumped up to a position more higher than you, which is maybe another 15K increase, that difference is compounded again between what you're earning and what they're earning. Let's say they jump up again to another level above that and they're suddenly 30K above you. All of that money that you could be earning year on year is growing and growing and growing. So by the time you spend 5 years, 10 years, roughly at the same level, roughly at the same salary, maybe obviously with some cost of living increases and maybe the odd salary increase, but really doing the same job and not really advancing, the gulf between what they are earning and you are earning, this is somebody who's kind of advanced their career, the gulf is absolutely massive. So you do need to get your head around this and think, you know, how much am I missing out on, both from financial reward, but also in terms of role and responsibility. If you do the same level time and time again, and there are some organizations, by the way, unfortunately, in my humble opinion, who do honor this, time-served organizations, and they, if you spend X number of years at a certain point, you suddenly get promoted to the next level, which I think is farcical if you're not ready for that next level. But that may work in the organization you're in. Does it work in the wider market? Probably not. So again, another danger is becoming a role, particularly associate, for example, is a prime one here. Getting that associate title without really doing that associate role, you can't go anywhere else because most other businesses expect an associate to do a certain amount of things within that role. I'm probably waffling a bit now, but hopefully you get my point. Please think about the compound effects on your career. Please always be pushing yourself to improve, always be pushing yourself to get to that next level. Always think about maintaining market rate and don't accept that you're below market rate for an indefinite amount of time. And just think that if you do not do what I'm saying, do not push yourself and do not go for those promotions. Just think of the compound effect in a negative way in terms of how much money you could be missing out on year on year by not making that move. I hope that all makes sense. I'm conscious that's gone a little bit waffly, but you get the gist. Please do think about your career from a compound perspective. Okay, have a good day, folks. Take care. Bye.